adequately secured our border. He had the Remain in Mexico policy. He began building the border wall. And now suddenly all of that disappeared. And as you highlighted, it's led to a dramatic increase in the number of people coming across the border. But it's not just unaccompanied minors. People are causing great damage and harm to the residents right here in Del Rio, as well as up and down the entire border. As a result, that's why I announced tonight a multitude of actions that Texas is taking, including the fact that Texas passed a budget adding more than $1 billion for border security in the state, which is a good start. But Laura also announced that Texas is going to begin increasing arrests that are being made, arresting people coming across the border, arresting people for trespassing. And because I've declared it a disaster, that elevates the penalty, ensuring that people that we arrest for trespassing, they will be serving time in jail. We're going to take this very seriously. We're going to do everything possible to secure our border, including building a border wall.
I think that's amazing news. That will end up in the courts, I promise you. Stick around. Mark Hutches, an attorney at law, will join us next on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I lost 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andrew 400, having tons of energy, not feeling tired or feeling at the end of the day that my feet are dragging. I would very strongly recommend it to anybody that feel they need to cut down on their weight or who doesn't have enough energy. Absolutely.
That's fantastic, Joe. And congratulations on losing 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andro 400. Guys, check out Joe's before and after pictures on andro400.com. Since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason: results. Andro 400 can help you safely and effectively lose belly fat, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Order today and get free shipping and special discounts available only on andro400.com. andro400.com. That's andro400.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. G7 leaders pledging 1 billion COVID vaccines for struggling nations.
On the first day of the G7 summit in Cornwall, the first topic on the agenda is building the world back from COVID-19. The US and Britain have set the stage for donations as the US commits 500 million doses and Britain 100 million. President Biden says the US is committed to help lead the world out of this pandemic. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the aim is to get the whole world vaccinated by 2022.
We can do that. We'll be making a real step forward in dealing with the pandemic globally, which is important because we know no one's safe until everyone's safe.
The G7 group, which includes leaders from Canada, France, Germany, Italy and Japan, are being pressured to highlight their vaccine donation plans. The pressure has mounted as inequities in supply around the world have become more pronounced. Karen Chamas, London.
Also at townhall.com, a man in Maryland pleading guilty to lying to U.S. Capitol Police about death threats sent to a lawmaker.
The Washington Post reports that Siddhartha Martur pleaded guilty Thursday to making false statements to federal agents investigating the threats. According to Martur's guilty plea, in December he sent a threatening message through the lawmaker's website and included a former classmate's contact information, then left a voicemail at the congressman's office with similar threats. According to his plea, Mathura told U.S. Capitol Police agents he called an unnamed Maryland representative out of anger, but falsely denied writing the threatening message. Mathura faces a maximum prison sentence of 5 years at sentencing on September 9th. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A Latino civil rights organization says in a new federal suit, Illinois Democrats use inadequate data and an opaque process to draw new legislative districts. That suit says that a number of Democrats and election officials are wrong. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Simon, the fifth-generation family owner of Omaha Steaks. There's nothing I love more than putting a steak on the grill for Father's Day. With Dad's Day right around the corner, send him more than just a gift. Send him an experience with the Get Out and Grill assortment. This package includes 20 entrees he's guaranteed to love. My personal favorite is the 10-ounce butcher cut New York strip. Plus, you'll get 4 New York strip burgers free with your order. Visit omahasteaks.com and type cookout in the search bar. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword cook.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with 2 locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A wildfire, which has scorched about 1,500 acres 20 miles west of Las Vegas, apparently was caused by target shooting. The Bureau of Land Management's initial investigation showed the Sandy Valley fire, which started about 1:30 p.m. yesterday, was caused when target shooting caused a spark. The fire's origin is roughly 2 miles west of State Route 160 and at this time is about 0% contained. Well, Lake Mead's water level dropped to a historic low on Wednesday. The Bureau of Reclamation officials say as of Monday, the country's biggest reservoir was only 36% full. The lake's decline is not expected to stop anytime soon. Lake Mead officials say it is headed towards its first ever federally declared water shortage, the result of a decades-long drought. About 90% of southern Nevada's water comes from Lake Mead. Alex Petrangelo's goal late in the second period put the Golden Knights ahead for good in their 6-3 win over the Avalanche last night, winning the best-of-seven series, 4-2. The Knights now move to the Final Four for the third time in their 4-year history. Golden Knights will play the Montreal Canadiens in the semifinals beginning Monday at T-Mobile.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Couple of crashes working on area freeways right now. 515 westbound at Eastern. Also 15 southbound, that's past Sahara there on the right shoulder. Expects a reduced speeds on the 15, mainly between Hacienda and Charleston, where, at least at the moment right now, you're averaging about 35 miles per hour.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us. Our third hour on a Friday. Yesterday at this time, we were learning more about what happened with Stavros Anthony and the state Supreme Court The ruling against Stavros Anthony, a friend not only personally but of the show. He was vying for a seat on the Clark County Commission. It looks like he won't be able to do that because he lost his decision with the state Supreme Court. His attorney, Mark Hutchison, joins us, founding partner of Hutchison and Steffen Law Firm. Mark, first of all, thanks for joining us. Always good to have you on, but kind of under bad circumstances this time around. Tell me about the decision. Was it close? Was it a slam dunk? I thought it was a slam dunk going in. Tell me what happened yesterday.
Well, the Nevada Supreme Court had a decision come down, as you mentioned, against Stavros Anthony's challenge to Ross Miller's prevailing and being certified as the winner in the District C Clark County Commission race. And it was a really challenging circumstance because of just how narrow the victory was. You know, Stavros Anthony lost by 15 votes, and Joe Gloria, who was the registrar of voters the day after the election, went to the county commission and said, "Hey, I've got 139 discrepancies here that I can't account for. There were too many people who voted or too few people voted at various precincts. I've got 139 discrepancies, and so I can't tell you that the 15 votes by which Ross Miller won actually reflects the true will of the voters." And so that's a problem. You know, the true will of the voters should be reflected in a way that is consistent and is something that...
Whoops.
Hold on one second here.
Oh, I thought I may have just lost him.
Hey, I'm still here. And so as a result, Joe Gloria said, "Hey, I can't certify, you know, that this election is valid in the sense that it reflects the true will of the voters." And we wanted to see what Joe Gloria had to say about that. He recommended to the county commission that there be a new election be held because of that, and that's exactly what the county commission ordered. And then they reconsidered and decided, no, we're going to go ahead and certify Ross Miller as the winner. And that's when we took our legal challenge to the district court, and then ultimately the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court came down against us. I'm happy to get in more analysis on that, but that's the overview, Kevin.
Okay. Explain this to me. This is what I just don't understand about the decision. By the way, what were the numbers for the decision?
It was a unanimous decision, Kevin. It was a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court. When we were there for oral argument, and I think you listened to oral argument, we were feeling very good about three of the justices. Based on their questioning, we felt like they were really understanding our arguments and really understood what needed to happen here, that there needed to be a new election. But it came out unanimously in favor of affirming the district court's decision not to order a new trial. Excuse me, a new election.
So let me get this straight. We've got the state Supreme Court. Well, first of all, we got Joe Gloria, the registrar of voters, saying, "I don't know who won." And now you've got the state Supreme Court saying, "We think Ross Miller won." What is it that the state Supreme Court knew that Joe Gloria didn't?
Well, it came down to an interpretation of a statute. There's a statute on the books, NRS 293.465, Kevin, which says if an election is prevented, and you got to underline that word prevented, because of the loss of or destruction of ballots, or for any other cause, and the election official then submits an affidavit to the Board of County Commissioners stating essentially that the election has been prevented, then the Board of County Commissioners shall order a new election. So the question was the election prevented? Ross Miller argued to the district court and to the Nevada Supreme Court, hey, the election wasn't prevented because people actually cast their ballots, right? They weren't physically prevented from casting their ballots. We argued to the district court and the Nevada Supreme Court, no, that's too narrow of a reading of prevented. When the registrar of voters says, "I can't determine the will of the voters because I've got discrepancies that outnumber the margin of victory in an election, we say that then is preventing an election, because an election is just not a physical act. It's actually casting ballots and then actually counting ballots and then declaring a winner. That's an election. And when you can't declare a winner clearly because the will of the voters isn't, may or may not be reflected in those results, that's when an election is prevented. The Nevada Supreme Court adopted Ross Miller's more narrow interpretation, saying, no, as long as voters can just simply vote, then an election has not been prevented.
Regardless of how the votes are counted?
That's right.
So that doesn't make any sense at all.
So here's what they said. Here's what they said, Kevin. They said the election is not prevented, so you don't have to have a new election. What they said was you have a different remedy. Your remedy, if you think that the votes weren't counted right, is not to have a new election or not to say it wasn't prevented. You have to go under another statutory provision, which is an election contest. And if you want to contest an election result, you can do that. There's a different, you know, part of the statute for doing that. But here's the problem, Kevin. The problem is, you know, we purposely chose not to contest the election. We purposely chose to say the election was prevented, because if the election is prevented, you get a new election. If the election is simply contested, and let's say that we had gone and won, and there's only two results that happen under an election contest. Either the court says, you know what, the declared winner, in this case, Ross Miller, really did win, or two, I can't tell who won, so I'm going to not order a new election, declare the office vacant. And then what happens under the state law is the governor of the state shall appoint a replacement for that vacancy. So Anthony could have gone, Stavros Anthony could have gone, contested the election. The court could have said, I can't tell who won the case, the election, just like Joe Gloria said that. And what happens is you don't get a new election. The governor, Sisolak, would have appointed the person to sit as a county commissioner, and Stavros Anthony wasn't interested in that.
Again, joining us, Mark Hutchison, founding partner for Hutchison and Steffen Law Firm, the former Nevada lieutenant governor. What's the next step for Stavros Anthony? I know his life, even before politics, was into public service. I can't imagine he's going to just shut down and say, I'm done.
No, I think we will hear a lot more from Stavros Anthony, and I hope that we do, because he's one great Nevadan and one great American, and somebody who needs to be in public service. You know, he was in law enforcement. He's been in an elected office, and he's been a champion of the Nevada and the American cause. So I think we'll hear more from him. I think you'll see him run for another election or in another election for another office.
Is this it legally for Stavros? Is there any other avenue open to him? I know this has been costly, and $80,000 to do recounts and different things like that. Is this it for this election?
Well, for this election, the judicial remedies have terminated, because the Nevada Supreme Court is the end of the road in the state. But I don't think it's the end of the road for the cause. This just underscores the need for some changes in the statute. We need to change the statutes so it's very clear now in light of this Supreme Court decision, because there was some ambiguity. You could argue both ways, you know, as Ross Miller did, as Stavros Anthony did, about what it means for an election to be prevented. What we argued was this: when there are enough discrepancies that the registrar of voters, the official voter public official, comes in and says, there are so many problems here, there are so many deficiencies here or discrepancies, I can't tell if the results of the election really reflect the will of the voters, if that's the circumstance, that needs to be determined to be a prevented election, and you have a new election. We need to change the law to make sure it's very clear now in light of this decision. I hope we can do that.
I want to ask you, as a guy that has held the gavel in the state Senate, and clearly what we saw over the last 120 days in Carson City, things weren't working as they should. Do we need to have some sort of commission? Do we need to have some sort of body that comes together impartially, hopefully, bipartisan, hopefully, and figure a better way to do this making laws thing?
Well, I think what you're describing, first and foremost, needs to be implemented as an independent commission for redistricting of assembly lines, state senate lines, and congressional lines. You know, I am in favor of an independent commission to redraw these, you know, these political lines for these various state offices, because it's a very, very partisan process right now. And Kevin, I'm going to tell you, we're going to see in this special election that's coming up, in this special session that's coming up, where the legislature is going to redraw the lines. The Democrats are going to just redraw them, gerrymander them, rig them in a way that Republicans will be perhaps in the super minority for the next 10 years. And that's not going to be fair for anybody in Nevada. So if we're going to look for a commission to be independent and to help with, you know, this political process and how we make laws, I think we've got to start there. We need an independent commission to redraw district lines in this reapportionment every 10 years.
Okay, so how do you accomplish that?
Put it on the ballot. We need to put it on the ballot. We need to have the voters vote for that. That's happened in Colorado. It's happened in just most recently in Colorado successfully. It's happened throughout the country. And I think probably another, probably maybe, I don't know, a dozen, 15 states that the voters said, we don't want the politicians, we don't want the elected officials all feathering their own beds, you know, and drawing the lines to keep them in office forever or to keep the, you know, opposing party out of office forever. And this goes for, you know, Democrats and Republicans. We want an independent commission, like you said, bipartisan, someone who can say, let's really fairly draw these lines so that the people are represented fairly. People get an opportunity to be elected to office. There's not some, you know, right now there are elected officials, Kevin, who have, you know, 20 or 25 point voter registration advantages. You're never going to get them out of office. Let's redraw those lines so that the voters have a real meaningful choice every 2 to 4 years.
Now, do you expect to have Democrat support for that at all during the special session?
It has, when it's been on the ballot and when it's been presented in other states, it has had bipartisan support. Matter of fact, this last cycle, the League of Women Voters, that is not known to be for sure a conservative group, but just a group that is concerned with voting integrity and voting rights, they came out very, very strongly in favor of this independent commission to redraw these district lines, and the Democrats cratered those efforts. So we're going to have to try again, and we're very supportive of the League of Women Voters efforts in that regard. That's a very bipartisan, non-political group, and we got to pursue that in the next election cycle with ballot initiatives.
Now, when you say ballot initiatives, that which would be prompted by legislation or by signatures?
Either way, you can do it either way. But because the legislature would likely not vote in favor of it, and start the process, you can start the process in the legislature, and if those initiatives are passed, then it goes to the ballot to be ratified by the voters, or you can just simply start it with the ballot initiative. Start it with the voters, and then it has to pass twice in two different election cycles. So I think that's the way to do it. We start it once, we put it on the ballot, we get it passed, and then we have it passed again. And in those circumstances, the lines would be drawn by a commission instead of partisan politics and elected officials who want to just stay in office forever.
And can this get done before the redistricting begins?
It would be done afterwards, but then you could have a very strong argument that once that commission has been duly formed, that they would then redraw those district lines. So it would be two election cycles out. So what would that be? 24?
Yeah.
So it'd be 24 before you could get that done. But you could redraw the lines potentially in time for the 26th election.
Wow. It's always good to have you with us, and I was crushed by the decision yesterday by the state Supreme Court. I'm sure Stavros was too, but I know he will bounce back. He's a winner, and he's a fighter, and he's a public servant. He is exactly what you always want to think of as a public servant. Doesn't want anything for himself. He just wants to help people out.
That's exactly, Kevin, that's exactly right. It's like I told the whole team yesterday, you know, look, it's deeply disappointing, but we live to fight another day, right? I mean, we get back up, we dust ourselves off, we lean on our, you know, we've been on our sword for a little while, and then we go back to battle. And there's just too many important jugular issues that we got to continue fighting for. And Stavros will fight on, and we'll all fight on with him.
By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Stefan. When you have a dispute with the government, they are the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison and Stefan, call 702-385-2500. Mark may answer the phone himself. I don't know. We'll find out. 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Mark, you have a great weekend, my friend, and stay warm, or stay cool, I should say, because it is going to be a warm one this weekend. Thank you so much, my friend. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
There you go. Mark Hutchison, founding partner, Hutchison and Stefan Law Firm. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in.